Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome to my channel. And this video is going to be about the Foreign Agents Act in Georgia. So it's a contentious piece of legislation which has been debated for several months already and allegedly modeled on the Russian equivalent. It's put forward by the Georgian Dream Party, which is the majority in the Georgian Parliament. So it's brought tens of thousands of people on the streets protesting, and that is a very significant number in a country of only 5 million people. So President Salome Zurabishvili, she vowed to veto the legislation, and indeed she did exercise her presidential prerogative of veto a few days ago. But the Georgian Dream Party said that they will use their supermajority to override her veto, and they're in the process of doing so, and they'll very likely succeed. But they did offer to negotiate with her to tone down what she might perceive as the more objectionable clauses in the bill. So people have accused the Georgian Dream Party of having the police use excessive force against peaceful protesters. The president, Zurabishvili, she's a French Georgian, which is something also used against her. Born in Paris to Georgian parents, a dual citizen, and he was a diplomat in the French diplomatic corps, and it was actually France's ambassador to Georgia. And her foes is really French and not properly Georgian. So 80% of Georgians aspire to European Union membership, and Georgia achieved EU candidate status last year, but is a long and winding road from there to full membership. Turkey got candidate status in 1987, but negotiations have been frozen since the latter Erdogan years. So the European Union External Action Commissioner, Josep Borrell, very much disapproved of the law that Georgia is in the process of passing, saying considering what will happen. So it may well that negotiations be frozen. You know, even if it weren't for the Foreign Agents Bill, I would think Georgia would not get into the European Union for at least several years. It's, you know, too poor, it's too distant, it's not contiguous with any other EU member country, so forth. Some of its land is illegally occupied by Russia. And all right, Cyprus was allowed into the European Union despite almost a third of its territory being illegally occupied by Turkey. But that's partly because the Greeks pushing for them, and the Greeks weighed in, say, if Cyprus doesn't get in, nobody gets it in 2004. So some people have said this is Russian legislation, it's Kremlin inspired. So what happens is if you are a non-governmental organization, anything like that, charity, civic society body, and you receive over 20% of your funding from abroad, then you have to register as a foreign agent, and all your publications, all your public statements must say that you're a foreign agent. So then people distrust you. You have to undergo this very extensive audit and so on. And people argue the idea is to silence dissent. We went right back to the 90s. Georgia collapsed, often didn't have electricity, running water for days. There was a civil war. Abkhazia and South Ossetia broke away through the Russian invasion. Russian army still illegally occupying them decades later. Russia recognizes these places in independent countries. No one else in the world virtually does, apart from sort of Russian satellites like Syria recognize them. So Georgia finally got going. Edvard Shevardnadze, the Soviet foreign minister who became president of Georgia, he was indeed a Georgian. He was pushed out in the Rose Revolution in 2004. Mikhail Saakashvili took over. He diversified the economy. He increased police salaries tenfold. He really cracked down on peculation and bribe-taking and so on. He boosted tourism, allowed people from many other countries to stay for a year as tourist digital nomads, and improved the country immeasurably. But some people think it was bad news. Fought and lost that war against Russia. Well, I mean, you weren't going to win against a country with 35 times your population, whatever it is. No, maybe not quite that much. Maybe more like 25 times your population. But in the 90s, when there's very little money sloshing around, NGOs with foreign funding were the few places to get a decent salary. And so ambitious, bright young Georgians started working for these foreign NGOs, and people say that led to excessive influence from other sources. Now, Georgian Dream has significant support, and there was a March of the Family the other week. So that is by traditionalist elements who say foreign NGOs are promoting homosexuality and transgenderism and stuff like that. We don't want that polluting our purity. So Georgia, certainly outside Tbilisi, is a surprisingly conservative, small-c conservative place where people might get married in their early 20s, have two children or more. Divorce is unusual and so on. Homosexuality is very much disapproved of, hardly ever mentioned, and so on, quite straight down the line into gender roles. Even though it's a Christian country. So what else? So a lot of people been demonstrating in Independence Square, right in the heart of the capital city, Tbilisi, saying that the Georgian Dream Party ought to drop this legislation. And people chanted the slogan, no to the Russian law, no to the Russian regime, because the Georgian Dream Party has improved relations with Russia considerably since they came to office. Several years ago, Russia banned all flights to and from Georgia, and that hit the Georgian tourist industry, which relies on that quite a lot. There were sanctions on the Russians, claimed that various Georgian drinks and food items were unsafe. Yeah, and really just an excuse to hurt their economy. It was because some Georgians have protested against a Russian hyper-nationalist politician visiting their country. And since the Ukraine war, that September 2022, the draft, tens of thousands of young Russian men fled the draft. So Georgia's about 2% ethnically Russian before that, and it more than doubled. And now some of them have gone back as the draft isn't that large scale, beginning to feel it's safe, and often they couldn't stay for more than 3 months at a time. So that influx of Georgia of Russians was a mixed blessing, a bit of a boon to the economy. On the other hand, drove up rents in places like Tbilisi. Certainly, it's been good for the economy, a bit of fillip to the economy, and flights restored between Georgia and indeed Russia. But how can you behave friendly towards a country that's illegally occupying something like 20% of your national territory? But if you can't beat them, join them, you know. But Russia's a bit less of a threat because it's so distracted in Ukraine. On the other hand, should they win in Ukraine, they could turn their guns on Georgia. And obviously, Georgia would be a far easier target because it's, you know, a fraction of the size of Ukraine in both population and land area. So President Zurabashvili said that Georgia's future is Western and they want to join the European Union. They would like to achieve close links with the United States and so forth. And that's the only way they can have democracy. And they don't want to be bullied by Russia as they were for centuries beforehand. So the European Union has been openly opposing this. Is this interference in internal affairs? Well, arguably not, because you've invited the European Union into your internal affairs. And if you want to join the European Union, then your laws have to be in consonance with EU principles. The US government has also strongly spoken out against this. Now, if they're receiving American largesse, I suppose they're going to have to listen to these preachments from Antony Blinken. So the United States, they announced sanctions on Georgian politicians and bureaucrats whom they said were behind this legislation, which the United States considers to be an attack on democracy. So these people and their close relatives will not be allowed to visit the United States. So the Georgian Dream Party was founded by Bidzina Ivanishvili, a Georgian businessman, billionaire, who still owns considerable concerns in Russia. So is he have his arm twisted by Putin, or maybe not quite? It could be the other way around, sweet talked in return for whatever concessions to his business empire in Russia. So where will it end? I mean, I think the law is going to pass. That's really going to set them back on the path to join the European Union. They will not get into the European Union unless it's repealed. And who knows, in several years, it may be repealed. But I think even if it weren't passed, they wouldn't get into the European Union for quite some time. There's several countries ahead on the list to join the European Union, like Albania, like North Macedonia, and so on. I mean, not that I'm a Europhile, but yeah, as I'm a European citizen, I think we should allow a country to join the European Union this year. It could be Albania, it could be North Macedonia. I don't really care. One of the ones that's most ready, partly to prove to Ukraine that there is hope. It will happen one day. I don't want the Republic of Ireland to be in the European Union. I would like us to withdraw. I would like us to fuse with the United Kingdom again. Now, I don't consider it remotely probable. We are where we are. It's like Rab Butler said, politics is the art of the possible. So, I mean, as my country is in the European Union, let's make the best of it. And I can see how even deeper integration maybe could make more sense. I just think it's overexpanded, but I don't think it has to expand endlessly. So it has slightly has overexpanded, but the priority is to save Ukraine, and letting in a small EU country into the EU will be part of doing that. Anyway, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Good night. And look at my fingernails.